Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Oh, discover what the world has to say. Imagine by a click of a button, by forwarding the link to my archive shows, Live with Kathy has circled the world. How exciting is that? And I'm looking at today's destination, Cuba. Oh, how I would love to visit Cuba without any political agenda. Just really talk to human beings one-on-one. Have any of you ever been to Cuba? If you have, or if you know anything about the Cubans, the guest calling number is 347-637-3789. That is 347-637-3789. What an exciting week this has been. Cuba. It's almost as interesting as yesterday's show, If Pigs Could Fly. Pigs can't fly, but on an island in the Bahamas, you can swim with them. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on all of the shows. And this week, we started out on Tuesday with The Lure of Travel, The Secrets of Animals, and then Wednesday, yesterday, If Pigs Could Fly, and today, Destination Cuba. Tomorrow, April 22nd, now remember the show is on at 8 a.m., Mystical Sights. Be an adventurer. Traverse the map for glorious cities and treasures that remain uncharted. Do you want to email me? KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. C-A-T-H-I Studio at sbcglobal.net. I love to get letters. Write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And it will be just between you and me. How exciting is that? What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? On your bucket list, what country do you want to see? I remember I talked about Africa. My land is Kenya. I still feel the energy of that land. And animals reign supreme. And the humans just take care of them. It is unscathed. It's beautiful. And the natives were all so friendly. Now, I'm thinking about Cuba. But if only I could go without any notoriety and just be one of the crowd and let me get the pulse, let me feel the pulse of the Cubans and how they really feel being under the thumb of Fidel Castro. And of course, now his brother. Do we live in the greatest nation in the world? Why don't you weigh in? Call in and tell me what you love about America. 347-637-3789. Now, no fair talking about the politics. Oh, they have no shame. That's all I'm going to say. And they're giving all of us a bad reputation. All of them. But getting back to Live with Kathy, the consortium is open to all of you that want your voice to be heard. I have an introductory offer. 10 weeks, I work with you on your commercial. We have to resonate, so you have to get in touch with me to find out more about the radio consignment and be with eagles that soar. None of us run with the herd. And when we get stuck, we call on each other, and within a nanosecond, we're unstuck and we're on our way to the top of the mountain. And I've chosen Mount Kilimanjaro. When I closed my eyes, I could see me sitting in the screening room in Amboseli. And in the background is the majestic mother. The natives call her mother. And they revere her like they do the animals. It's an out-of-this-world experience. So, what dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then, log on simplyageless.net and kathywatson.com. Click on all of the buttons. And I go on it every once in a while. I go, man, this is an exciting journey I've been on. You know, I don't have a PhD or an MD or associate's degree. I've just been chosen. I have the gift of visionary and futuristic insights. And I could fast forward to the future. Can you? Come on now, let's all of us close our eyes. Should I put together a trip to Cuba? Would you be interested in going as a conclave coming from America? You don't have to get in touch with me. Do you want Live with Kathy to create a cruise for all of us to get together on board one of the cruise ships? And we get to know each other up front and personal? Are you interested in that? Are you interested in taking a photo safari to Africa? You know, right now, when I get these epiphanies, I think Cuba would be outstanding. Just outstanding. What do you think? 347-637-3789. You're still online? Click on Timeless Rhythms. By the way, you'll hear the show on Wednesday, the 27th, next week. And Roger is coming over this afternoon. We're going to do a little brief rehearsal, get caught up on if anything has changed. We love performing. When Roger and I are on the stage, the world could come to an end and we wouldn't even know it. By the way, our bags are packed. We'd love to be invited to entertain you. Corporations, businesses, private entities, you name it. And we want to share the talent of Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, soul songs, and Shakespeare. No one in the world has ever thought of pairing it. Listen to it. You will love it. And then now on Blog Talk Radio, next week when we do the show, it will be a marketing agenda. No commercials, no nothing. It was to introduce all of you to Willie Shakes and what a brilliant bard he was. A bard, B-A-R-D, means he was a poet. Then, will be able to send the link to my email database, Roger's email database, and they will ask all of you to forward it to your email database, and so on and so on, and within minutes. And the cost is virtually nothing. There is a cost, but it's so minuscule. In minutes, the world has heard you. I want you to be aware of your voice. I had an occasion. I saw a photo of this gentleman. Man, was he good looking. And I had occasion to call him. And his voice, it just wiped out all of the pictures of, isn't he handsome, man? Look at that physique. Look at You see, your stature, your posture, your appearance is the first thing that they see, and then your voice. And that voice could wipe out the first impression that you want to be manly and appealing and feminine, depending on who you're talking to and what you're talking about. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future. Your branding, your signature, your identity, your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. I want to hear your voice. I want to read what you have to say. Do you have any shows that you want me to address and do some my research on? It shall be my pleasure. Now scroll down to books. Nonfiction. The Elixir of Youth. See, Kits of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment operations. Just learn my methods, techniques, and secrets, and they're yours for life. I love saying, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secret to the Fountain of Youth. The book is available in ebook and soft copy and available only through me. It is self-published. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We bared our soul. We stood at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro and held the Olympic gold in our hand. You see, we're moving higher on the path of life, which has no end. Only new beginnings, new portals, new vistas to enter, new opportunities to enter and explore. Come soar with me. The book is available at authorhouse.com. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion, the Maasai Mara, the Serengeti. Scroll down to 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. I'm Chapter 3. We're not aging, we're just getting better. And we're bringing so much to the table. That's available at Self-Growth and Amazon.com. The Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is an incredible marketing tool. Now, before I get into Cuba, let's acknowledge and salute my supporters. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I like to think of them as my supporters. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and the Sisterhood. Impact Iron Workers. Can't you just feel the energy? Titanics. Shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Don Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more about Impact, they walk hand in glove with iron workers. www.impact-net.org. Iron Workers International, the Don Perignon of the trades. Do you want a job or a career? And hey, gals, this is for you. The statewide conference is coming to Rosemont, April 29th through May 1st. Log on Impact to find out about the conference. All of the men, it'll all be women. And remember, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Did you know that iron workers offer full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. I had a great workout today. Exercise. Physical exercise and mental exercise are the elixir of youth. When you feel good, you look good. If you feel good, you feel good. They stood at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro in 2009. They were awarded the National Gold Medal for excellence. To find out more, log on heparks.org. April 21st, the tax man cometh and goeth. You need any help? Our CPA, Greg McIntyre, is awesome. ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by The Elixir of Youth. Come on, looks do matter. Get the book, ebook, or soft copy. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. Book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And if you want to start your own home-based business, by the way, which are exploding, get in touch with me. You don't need a degree. You are smart enough. All you have to do is believe in yourself and have that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in your lives, but in the lives of other people in the world who may just hear about your success with the home-based business. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Blinky's coffee is delicious. On Blog Talk Radio. And the topic today, Destination Cuba. We've been privy to witnessing an historical event, circa 2016. The first U.S. president to visit Cuba since Calvin Coolidge in 1928, 87 years ago. Did you know that the nickname of Cuba is El Cocodrilo? Am I pronouncing that right? The crocodile. That means the crocodile. Because Cuba is shaped like a crocodile. Now, the things you may not know about Cuba, do you want to visit it, first of all? Does it pique your interest? Shortage of cars and public transportation has made hitchhiking a must. Sammy Davis Jr. lied about his mother's birthplace. When he was alive, he used to tell people that his mother was Puerto Rican, but in fact she was of Cuban descent. Davis lied about Elvira Baby Sanchez Davis because he feared anti-Cuban feelings in the U.S. would hurt his career. Would you lie? Would you lie? And can you imagine, with the shortage of cars, Hitchhiking is a must. Sammy Davis Jr. And did you know, I can't pronounce it, so I'm going to call it what they call it, the Cuban rodent that is about the size of a rabbit and is known as a tree rat, has a stomach divided into three chambers. In the Cuban countryside, it is a source of food, often cooked with nuts and honey. Does that appeal to you? Granma. The Communist Party's newspaper is called Granma. It's named after the boat that carried Fidel Castro and his comrades from Mexico to Cuba in 1956 to launch the revolution. The boat got its name from its previous owner, an American who chose the name to pay tribute to his grandmother. In 1992, Cuba changed its constitution to describe itself as secular rather than atheist. Interesting. Did you know that Fidel Castro banned Beatles music in 1964 as part of an attempt to root out all decadent capitalistic influences? But in 2000, Castro helped dedicate a statue of John Lennon in Havana. By that time, it was clear Castro and Lennon had something in common as enemies of the U.S. government. Other noteworthy statues in Cuba depict Abraham Lincoln and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. A large statue of Jesus Christ was put up in Havana just weeks before a victorious Castro entered the city in 1959. Now, the communists didn't dare take it down. Gee, I wonder why. The first Latin-born baseball player in a U.S. professional league is believed to have been a Cuban, Steve Bellin, of the American Association's Troy Haymakers, a slick infielder in the 1860s and 70s. Bellin was known as the Cuban Sylph. He was followed by many other stars from the island, such as Chicago White Sox, Cuban, Comet, Minnie Minoso, and Cuban Missile, Alexei Ramirez. Current Sox superstar Jose Abreu is known in his native Cuba as Pito, a Spanish word for whistle. The Mets, I can't even pronounce it. It has to do with power. And while we're talking about names, please note that the American businessman Mark Cuban is not Cuban. His Russian Jewish immigrant grandparents changed the family name from Chabinsky to Cuban. How interesting. Now, did you know, in 1962, President John F. Kennedy expanded the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba to include cigars. But Kennedy, an avid cigar smoker, arranged for Press Secretary Pierre Salinger to buy 1,200 Petit Corona cigars the night before. Corona cigars the night before. I didn't know that about him. Huh. Did you know that one of the most famous photographs in the world, Alberto Korda, the portrait, it's a portrait of the Cuban revolutionary, went largely unnoticed for years. Korda covered a Havana rally in March 1960 as a freelancer for the newspaper and snapped two shots of Che while concentrating on Cuban leader Fidel Castro and two French guests. Huh. And he was the first to publish Boris Pasternak's Dr. Zhivago. The history of failed U.S. plots against Fidel Castro may have seemed too absurd to be true, but it's authentic. American spies either discussed or initiated attempts to kill Castro with a poison pen syringe, deadly pills, a bomb-rigged seashell, and a skin-diving suit treated to give him a skin condition featuring a mouthpiece treated with tuberculosis bacteria. Other times, the U.S. considered possible plots to simply embarrass him, once with a sprayed hallucinogenic drug that would disorient him during a radio appearance, another time with a debilitating chemical that was to be placed in his shoes so that his beard would fall out. What games? Childish? Degrading? It's almost weird. And weird. And there's a photo of, this is in the Chicago Tribune Perspective, March 30th. You see a photo of, you know, not a bad-looking dude. Speaks after taking office as Cuba's prime minister, February 16th, 1959. And Cuban President Manuel is at the left. And the U.S. has a long history of plots against Castro to kill him or to undermine his power. Could someone justify that for me? If the Cuban people are happy with their country, what right does anyone have to butt in? It's their country. This is why I would love, that's my bucket list, to enter Cuba unannounced. Just go there on a fact-finding tour and just talk to the people there. I've seen photos of what's happening in Cuba. All you have to do is go online. And it is sad. But if the Cuban people want that, then why should we butt in? Does anyone have an answer for it? It has such communists. You know, your greatest freedom is that of choice, do you hear me? How do you choose to live your life? But you can't. You don't walk on water, I'm telling you right now. None of you walk on water. Could you agree to let people live their life according to their gospel, according to their desires, as long as it doesn't affect or be delusional? Until tomorrow at 8 a.m., Mystical Cities, think about it. How is your life going? Would you like to live in Cuba? Au revoir.